The Ambrosial Song of the Beautiful Lord, verse by verse reading of Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 12, Bhakti Yoga, Divine Communion Through Cultivation of Devotional Sentiments. Arjuna said, "There are those who ever steadfast in their devotion worship you, and those who worship the imperishable, unmanifested Brahman. Which of them has the greater understanding of divine communion?" Yoga Vit Tamaha. The devotee or the Brahmavadi? Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, "Those who are perpetually connected to me by performing their worship with a mind fixed on me and being endowed with the greatest faith, I consider these devotees to be the most united with me in yoga. But those who worship the imperishable, undefinable, unmanifest, all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, unmoving, constant, who controlling all of their senses, view all things with equal mindedness, and are joyfully dedicated to the welfare of all beings, they certainly also reach me. Klesho dikatarastesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukam dehavadbir avapyate." Arjuna, "The tribulation is greater for those whose minds are attached to the unmanifest. The unmanifest goal is truly difficult to attain by those who are embodied. But those who offer all their activities to me, who are unswervingly intent upon me as their supreme goal, who are united with me in yoga by their worship and meditation, ever absorbed in thoughts of me, for them, Arjuna, I am soon the savior from the ocean of recurring death and rebirth." Arjuna, keep your mind focused on me alone, reposing your intellect in me as well. Thus you will hereafter verily dwell in me without a doubt. Or if you are not able to keep your thoughts naturally, spontaneously fixed upon me, then seek to attain me by means of the ordained regulative practices of Bhakti Yoga, O conqueror of wealth. But even if you are unable to practice regulative bhakti yoga, then simply become intent on carrying out my work, because even by performing activities which effectuate my purposes, you will attain perfection. Or if you are also unable to do this, then just resort to worshipping me by the method of meditation which I have described to you. Abandoning the fruits of all your activities and practicing self-restraint, the cultivation of divine wisdom is certainly better than the mechanical performance of ritualistic practices. Superior to the accumulation of theoretical knowledge, however, is meditation. But even better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action, for such renunciation leads to immediate peace. The bhakti yogi, who is devoid of hatred for any living being, who is friendly and compassionate to all, who is free from egotism and the sense of proprietorship, who is even-mindedness in times of suffering and delight, who is patient, forgiving, always content, self-controlled, and firmly resolved to me, firmly resolved, and who is devoted to me. With his mind and intellect entrusted to me, he is very dear to me. One who neither disturbs the world nor is ever disturbed by the world, who is free from excitement, envy, fear, and worry, he is also very dear to me. Same Priyaha. One who is free from expectation or dependence in regard to a routine course of events, and is capable of functioning in all situations, who is pure, impartial, and free from anxiety in regard to personal well-being, and who has abandoned all worldly endeavors in order to devote himself exclusively to me, he is very dear to me. Same Priyaha. One who neither revels nor despises, who neither mourns nor craves, and who, as a result of his full devotion to me, has abandoned all materially auspicious and inauspicious pursuits, he is very dear to me. Same Priyaha. One who views and treats alike friend and enemy, who is equipoised in times of honor and dishonor, heat and cold, pleasure and pain, who is of equal disposition, whether being praised or reviled, who is detached, silent, and content with whatever may come of its own accord, who is not even attached to any fixed residence, whose mind is steady and whose heart is filled with devotion, such a person is very dear to me. Same Priyaha. Those who faithfully accept this ambrosial path of immortality, as I have described it, who are devoutly intent upon me as the supreme goal, they are exceedingly dear to me. Ativa me Priyaha. Thus ends the 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita entitled Bhakti Yoga, Divine Communion Through Cultivation of Devotional Sentiments.